So if you were listening yesterday, we were talking about it was All Souls Day, and there were a couple of All Souls Day masses going on, one at Gethsemane Seminary or Cemetery in Portland, and Bishop Peter Smith was there saying the mass. But here, close to us, our Matre Dei Radio studios on Sylvan Hill, is Mount Calvary Cemetery, which is nearby, and Archbishop Sample was there saying mass at Mount Calvary.
And right. So you said something on the air, which is a crack up.
I made the statement just, you know, kind of in fun. Hey, Archbishop, if you're once you're through with mass, you should swing on by the studio since we're so close by, you know, just kind of threw that out there. Well, guess what?
Archbishop Sample showed up.
He stopped by. So anyway, it was wonderful to see him. That was awesome. And he was gracious enough. Brenda said, hey, will you come into the studio and we can record a segment for tomorrow's show? And he was very gracious to come and do that. And so this is the recording from yesterday. Well, you know, we always have wonderful surprises on the Morning Blend, and we had a great one this morning. If you were listening to our show, you heard us invite Archbishop Sample over to the studios because we knew he was going to be over at Mount Calvary Cemetery to do an All Souls Day Mass. And lo and behold, guess who shows up later in the morning? Archbishop Sample, and he is with us this morning. Thank you so much for dropping by. We didn't know if you heard it or not. Yeah.
Well, as I told you, I didn't actually hear it myself because I was on my way to Mass and I had the radio off so I could get a little recollected.
Sure.
But then somebody at the Mass at Mount Calvary, if you're here for All Souls Day, said, you know, they've got hot chocolate for you waiting down at Modern Day Radio. They said, you're in the neighborhood, stop by. I said, all right, I've got some time this morning. I haven't been down here for a while and I just wanted to pop in and surprise you all and just give you a little word of encouragement for the great work that you're doing here.
Well, thank you. It is wonderful to see you. And how did the Mass go?
Oh, it was always beautiful. You know, there's something about, of course, you know, this day that we had the Mass and that I'm speaking now, you know, it's kind of a dreary, rainy Oregon day,
right,
which, you know, kind of sets a little bit of a mood, I think, maybe for
sure.
All Souls Day. So it was a little dreary up there, but a wonderful group of people came out. It was a beautiful Mass. And there's just something very special about celebrating the Mass in a cemetery on All Souls Day, you know, because the church reminds us that the grave is a sign of hope of the resurrection, even as it claims our mortal body, you know, and because the tomb of Christ, you know, yes, it's his place of burial, but it's the place of the resurrection too.
Yeah.
And so it's just a word of hope, I think, for those who mourn. I could tell at the Mass this morning that I would have guessed that maybe some of the people there have recently lost some loved ones. I could see a little bit more emotion,
sure,
in their faces than perhaps the rest of us. No, but it was a beautiful, beautiful celebration. And I was very grateful. I told the people, this is a great act of mercy and love that you've done for your beloved brothers and sisters who have died. But to come here and pray
for them. Wonderful, yeah.
Archbishop Sample, the month of November within the Catholic Church is dedicated to the holy souls in purgatory. Kind of what are your recommendations for all of us to be able to focus and celebrate our time in prayer this month, especially for those holy souls?
Yes, you know, and because it's not just November 2nd, All Souls Day, but as you say, the whole month of November is a month of all souls. So it's a month that we as Catholics traditionally remember our deceased brothers and sisters. So how do we do that? Well, it'd be good to maybe have, if we have pictures of our loved ones in our homes, that we can maybe bring them out a little bit or specially arrange them and maybe have a vigil candle, you know, burning in remembrance of them. Perhaps individually or as a family, we can gather and pray the rosary for our beloved dead during the month of November, maybe in the presence of those images and photographs. Of course, the church always encourages a visit to the cemetery. You know, so the month of November is a beautiful and wonderful time to just go pay a visit to the cemetery, perhaps the graves of your loved ones, to pray there. The church even grants indulgences for praying at the cemetery. And of course, going to Holy Mass and offering Masses for our beloved dead. You know, this is our great tradition in the church, is that the holy sacrifice of the Mass can be offered for the souls of our deceased loved ones. So this tradition we have of asking our parish to offer a Mass for our beloved dead is a very pious and a very beautiful tradition. I mean, what better prayer to offer for our deceased loved ones that are perhaps in purgatory and need our help on their final journey home to the Father, than to offer the sacrifice of Jesus in the Eucharist.
It's beautiful. And, you know, we're really blessed, too, in the Portland area to have two wonderful Catholic cemeteries in both Mount Calvary and Gethsemane, too. And a lot of cities don't have that.
No, and we're so blessed to have these wonderful Catholic cemeteries that are very well kept. You know, it's kind of, we sort of had stereo, if you will, masses going on today,
yeah.
Because as I was celebrating Mass here at Mount Calvary, Bishop Peter Smith, my auxiliary bishop, was celebrating Mass over at Gethsemane. And of course, you know, we have the our Gethsemane Catholic Funeral Home and Service, which is a great, you know, and I don't mean this to be a commercial, but
yeah.
Really, you know, I would really encourage our listeners to avail themselves of this wonderful archdiocesan-owned funeral home and funeral service, because then you know that everything's going to be done according to the mind of the Church. You know, with so many funeral homes these days that are kind of mass marketed at times, you know, sometimes practices are taking place that really are not in harmony with our Catholic respect that we have for our deceased loved ones, especially the remains of our deceased loved ones. So you can be sure if you come to Gethsemane Funeral Home and Services that everything's going to be done according to the mind and the heart of the Church,
yeah.
And your loved ones are going to be truly treated with respect and with deep prayer.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Well, Archbishop Sample, I just want to say thank you so much. It was a bit of a surprise, I think, for Patrick when, you know, you walked to the studio and we said, did we mention that we invited Archbishop to come visit us? So it was a good surprise.
Yeah.
Enjoy a cup of coffee with
yes.
you and some chocolates. From what I understand, those nuns have taken a vow of silence and making of those. So that is a rare treat.
Well, I'm happy to take the Trappistine. I guess this was one of your gifts for your Charathon.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the Charathon. I was telling Patrick, I did not send my check in yet. So when I get back to the office, these Trappistine milk chocolate butter nut munch cookies are going to be my reminder to send in my own check.
Don't share those with Monsignor O'Connor.
I will not, I promise.
Before we end today, Archbishop, can you impart your blessing
upon
certainly. All of us?
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit.
Lord, I just ask your abundant grace and blessing upon all of our listeners. Lord, I just ask you to embrace them in your love and in your mercy. Help them to know that they are indeed your beloved sons and daughters. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon all of you, your families, and loved ones, and be with you this day and forever. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you again so much for coming by. It's great to see you.
All right.
And by the way, happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Yes, it's coming up.